I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
In the wee hours of the night, when everyone else is fast asleep, you're the one on third shift, burning the midnight oil. When a part fails and everything comes to a grinding halt, regardless of what the clock on the wall says, you leap into action. Grainger is with you and all the ones who get it done. With 24/7 customer support by phone or click to chat. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, it's Zach from the Afternoon Stretch. One of the things I love about betting my favorite sports is that I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine prop bets from multiple games and now even multiple sports. It's called Same Game Parlay Plus, and you can only find them on FanDuel. Combine your favorite baseball home run hitters for a chance to score an even bigger payout. If you don't want to build your own Same Game Parlay, check out their popular Same Game Parlay section where you can join the bets other users are jumping on. And if you're new to FanDuel, sign up with promo code TAS to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Make every moment more and download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Just use promo code TAS so they know that we sent you. 21 up and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call TN Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio, it's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Join the Bill King Show now on the Cure Hotline. 615-844-5600.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Right here with us. Gators Breakdown, his podcast. You can find that on all the platforms out there. Dave, not today's new news, but the Kelby Collins announcement was good, and it's so hard to get a player that Alabama wants. That's a good hit for Florida.
That was, Bill. A player Alabama wants. Parents that are diehard Alabama fans, and Billy Napier was able to pull him out of the state there. So definitely, when you take all those storylines into account, might just be Billy Napier's biggest win so far. You have to go back to Kamari Wilson as far as the highest recruit in his two classes so far. But as far as the storylines that go along with that, and Bill also a position of need. We know Florida needs help on the defensive front, and of course, we'll be able to help this year. But you got to go ahead and address that need, and so you've checked off a lot of boxes with our college commit, Bill. I mean, the number 70 player in the country, so you've got a really good player. As we said, the player on the defensive front that Alabama wanted, Billy Napier and Sean Spencer are able to get him in the fold. So Bill is just one of the three defensive line commits the Gators got over the weekend.
Florida up to number 10 now. I'm looking at 24-7. Where were they a couple of months ago? Were they in the 40s somewhere ranked?
As far as a couple months ago, Bill, yeah, they probably were around that range. I think so.
Wow.
You go back to that early June where, Florida had missed out on Rashada and some other targets, choosing Miami. Just a couple there, of course, and then Malik Bryant, a linebacker. So you lost a couple targets to Miami, some defensive backs, one to Alabama, one to Georgia as well. But the last month and a half, Florida's really just been on a tear on the recruiting trail and getting them kind of a little bit of momentum on the trail.
What news is coming out of camp, if anything?
Bill, they had the first scrimmage on Saturday, and it was supposed to be in the swamp, but weather forced it into the indoor facility. But Billy Napier spoke to the media yesterday. I heard some rumblings Sunday as well, kind of some notes taken away from the scrimmage. And it does seem like the defense was able to cause some turnovers. I heard Anthony Richardson had two turnovers. One was the deflecting interception pass there, so but a real long run by him as well. Billy Napier didn't seem too alarmed. It was actually more favorable for the defense. We're talking to him yesterday about creating those turnovers and wasn't really worried about the offense turning the ball over. So, and this Florida defense has had trouble causing turnovers the last couple of years. Anyway, so that's definitely a nice sign. How serious do you want to take it? Does it translate to fall? That's the next question, of course. But at least we are seeing an issue on the Florida defense from the last couple of years. Through the first scrimmage of Billy Napier, being able to create some turnovers. They had an interception of Jack Miller as well to end the scrimmage. So three turnovers that I know the defense caused, Bill. And then, but going to something we knew about the offense that would be a success as well. The running backs had a really good scrimmage. They've had a really good fall camp as well. Just bunch of long runs. I talk about the turnovers on defense lacking for Florida. Well, on the offensive side of the ball, hitting big plays in the run game has been an issue as well, Bill, on a consistent basis. And throughout fall camp and really in the scrimmage, even true freshman Etienne, Trevor Etienne, is getting in the mix with some long runs. So we know the running game is going to be a focus of this offense, Bill, and they need to hit some bigger plays in the run game. And that's what we got from the scrimmage there. It kind of seems to be the highlights right now.
I wasn't really thinking about this, but I couldn't help but see Twitter when Damian Pierce was looking good the other day. It was all on Dan Mullen, obviously. It's not about the current group, but it's still funny.
It is. And what did I just say, Bill? They lack big runs, and one of the most consistent players last year was Damian Pierce, and he was getting seven touches a game. Made no sense whatsoever, especially when you had a quarterback that was struggling. You needed to assemble some kind of offense that had success. And when Damian Pierce was on the field, there was some success. And for whatever reason, you wouldn't get him double-digit carries. And we saw it. How much do you want to take away from a preseason football game? That's up to you. But that kind of does extend the thought that Damian Pierce should have been getting more touches last year. And it's not just that preseason game for the Texans. I mean, he's been more of a highlight throughout the fall preseason for the Texans. His name has been out there as a player to watch, and he goes out there in his first preseason game against a lot of carries and a lot of success. And Billy, as you said, nothing to really do with this team, but it does extend the thought of could have been a little bit better last year, Bill, and last year was mishandled, and maybe talking about mishandling of last year's team. Maybe a positive sign that there's a lot more on this Florida roster than maybe giving credit for.
Gator Dave with us. Gators Breakdown is the name of the podcast that you want to get your hands on, all about Florida football, recruiting, and when it gets to the other sports, they talk about that too. What's the plan between now and Utah?
Good question, Bill. Billy Napier did say this week these practices 10 through 15 would be very, very important for the team. This is where people start separating themselves. This is where you can start building the depth chart. And they have about 10 days that they need to hit before they start the game prep, before they start getting ready for Utah. So these next five practices, these next 10 days really seem like they're going to be very important for this team. If you're going to start playing, if you're going to play game one versus Utah, you better start showing, if you haven't already shown it, you better start showing in these next five practices, Bill. Billy Napier did say they got about eight guys on the offensive line. I know they feel pretty good about it, so maybe a little bit more depth there than we originally thought coming out of fall camp from the Gators, as long as they stay healthy. They've had some bang-ups there a little bit, but we talk about building depth, getting ready for the first game of the season. Offensive line seems to be creating some depth there. But, yeah, it does seem as a whole, this next week, Bill, will be very important for some guys. If they want to start making an impact for Billy Napier and this team, you better know Aaron Shaw and his next five practices.
How many true freshmen do you think impact? They don't have to start, but just make a difference here early.
Bill, I think you do go to the defensive side and look at cornerback Devin Moore. Florida got him late in Billy Napier's first class, of course, last year over Notre Dame, and has seemed to really work his way into at least sharing some starting reps early on in fall camp. Jaden Hill is injured again like he was last fall. We'll hopefully know more about his future and just playing football in general pretty soon. But splitting time with Avery Helm, who got a lot of time last year. So Devin Moore really pushing Avery Helm to start opposite Jason Marshall. Jason Marshall's dealing with a minor injury as well, nothing serious there. So that has allowed Devin Moore to get more reps. But he is a true freshman that you are absolutely going to see on the field. One of the fastest players on the team as well. So Florida will find a way to get him on the field, maybe where there'll be special teams as well. But he will get some cornerback reps. And also linebacker Shamar James, Bill. One of the biggest gets for Billy Napier last cycle as well. One of the only true linebackers Florida has on the roster. Florida's got a lot of tweeners, a lot of guys they've tried to fit at linebacker the last few years. This is one of the top-rated recruits, one of the top-rated linebackers from the last cycle, and it's kind of showing that instinct, kind of showing the experience of playing linebacker really paying off so far in fall camp. But, I don't think you'll be able to keep him off the field to either, Bill. We'll see. Also, you play Utah, you play Kentucky early in the season. If you see Shamar James out there versus those teams early in the season, you know he's really impressed so far in fall camp. He didn't go through spring, Bill, and he's already impressing so far, just going through the 2 weeks of fall camp so far. So he's garnering great reviews. If you see him versus Utah, you see him versus Kentucky, that lets you know how this coaching staff feels about him early in his career.
Got about a minute. Sam Dog wants to know, if the Gators can't throw the ball around, do they have the horses to run it enough to stay in the game?
I think so, Bill. I don't know every game if you can do that in, every game in and out. I'm not sure. I mean, I think Florida has the horses, but just pure football, I'm not sure you can really. I don't know if anybody can really do that. So they'll have to throw the ball a bit, Bill, but I do think this running game can cover him for most games out there. Florida's four deep at running back right now. An experienced offensive lineup from Billy Napier's bread and butter is that power run style. So I do think, Bill, it can win them a lot of games. But you're not beating LSU, you're not beating Georgia, you're not beating Texas A&M if you don't get a step back to passing game at the same time.
All right, I just said it. About a minute. Kirkland in Georgia asked Dave what he's hearing about the Georgia-Florida home and home in Jacksonville. Just a couple of words on maybe a prediction of what you think is going to happen there with the future.
Well, I know there's a lot of talk. It comes down to money, as you've always said, Bill. It always comes down to money. Jacksonville's going to pay a pretty penny to keep that game here in Jacksonville. I don't see it moving anytime soon. I know Kirby wants it out. I know he wants it in Athens. But I think when it's all said and done, the administrations on both sides love that paycheck coming in. Bill, here's one more thing. I'm not trying to poke at Kirby Smart, Bill, but he's going to complain about neutral site game and not being able to host recruits, so why did they play a neutral site game against Clemson last year? Why are they playing a neutral site game versus Oregon this year? Schedule those home and homes and keep all the Georgia and Jacksonville. If you hate neutral site games so much, you know, I believe it wrong, it's not really him, it's administration. But, you know, if neutral site games are a problem, why is Georgia playing so many of them?
Dave, tell everybody how they can get Gators Breakdown.
Everybody can get Gators Breakdown at news4jax.com/GatorsBreakdown or your favorite podcast platform, Bill, YouTube version out there as well. And the last episode out there takes a look at the big recruiting weekend this past weekend for the Gators and some more detailed look at that scrimmage.
All right, man. See you next week.
See you, Bill.
Gator Dave each and every Tuesday joins us, and they have Utah, man. You think about it, Utah and Kentucky. Does anybody open their season against two more physical, punch you in the mouth, watch you bleed teams than the Gators? I mean, that's a good question. I can't think of any. We'll take the break. We're clear until Griff, by the way. Griff, about 20 minutes into hour three. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Watching traffic really struggles sometimes. 24 trying to get up through the Hickory Hollow area westbound. 24 coming in from Rutherford County through Davidson County. Limited radar earlier on I-40 through Kingston Springs coming in from Dixon County. Starting to slow down sometimes here already on 65 South at Trinity Lane. Ripley's is hiring for all 10 attractions, offering great pay and perks. Apply online, ripleys.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, though, one of the things I love about betting my favorite sports is that I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine prop bets from multiple games and now even multiple sports. It's called Same Game Parlay Plus, and you can only find them on FanDuel. Combine player props you love with your favorite baseball home run hitters for a chance to score an even bigger payout. If you don't want to build your Same Game Parlay, check out the popular Same Game Parlay section where you can join the bets other users are jumping on. And if you're new to FanDuel, sign up with promo code GREGP to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Make every moment more. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Just use promo code GREGP.
Use the promo code GREGP.
See, and from the Peanut section, John Burton.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Fantasy football isn't just a game. It's a way of life. And with the NFL Fantasy app, your life just got way better. Get all the touchdowns, fantasy points, and bragging rights all in one place. It's free and easy to play. Just sign up and draft. Optimize your lineup with one click and watch exclusive player stories. From the stars you know to sleepers who can win you your league. NFL Fantasy. We live for this. Download the NFL Fantasy app today.
Hey, it's Patton Cook from Run With It. Let me tell you about my friends over at Smiles by Design. Dr. Dwayne Jones and his team focus on providing you with personalized, gentle care that you deserve. I started going to Dr. Jones 2 years ago, and he has completely changed my smile. They are located at 105 3 Industrial Boulevard, unit 1001 in Smyrna. You can visit their website at drdwaynejones.com for more information, or you can call them at 615-355-1033. So be sure the next time you're looking for dentistry services, give my friends at Smiles by Design a try.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Kevin Harvick did it again, going back to back, two wins now in 2022. Up next is the Bad Fast Road Course at Watkins Glen. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kevin Harvick, and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Listen to our NASCAR talk show called the Final Lap Weekly wherever you get your podcasts. Every single weekday right here.
Hashtag Fat Side Up. Tweet to Bill at Bill is King to enter the arena of ideas.
I touched on this a little bit yesterday. It's interesting. It was reported on Sunday in the New York Post that Notre Dame is going to have Jack Collinsworth, son of Chris Collinsworth, and Jason Garrett as the broadcast crew for Notre Dame home games that air on that network, NBC. And it's going to be very difficult. They had Mike Tirico and, Drew Brees, who were good. Brees only did it that 1 year. I think Brees has already left, right? He's not even broadcasting anymore. But pro games or whatever he was doing, NBC, college, Notre Dame games. Now, Doug Flutie, who was doing it previous to that crew, was godforsaken horrible. I mean horrible. But they announced here, well, Notre Dame didn't announce it, the New York Post. Andrew Marchand reported that it's going to be Jack Collinsworth and Jason Garrett. And a lot of people out there are up in arms over this. Now, I've heard from some Notre Dame fans, Dom up in Pittsburgh, he actually sounded like he liked it because Collinsworth is a Notre Dame guy. He's a grad there, man. He's in broadcasting. He's been in network broadcasting in his young life. It's not like he's new, but to play-by-play in Notre Dame and all that. Now, didn't he do... I've never heard him other than the sideline stuff or when they send it down to the field for him. But didn't he do some USFL, maybe? Play-by-play, maybe. Again, I'm not familiar with his work. I know who he is. I'm just not familiar enough to judge him. But I do know that mainly Collinsworth, not much about Garrett, but mainly it's all about Collinsworth, and it's all about nepotism. His dad is obviously famous and has been in NBC for about almost 20 years now. So the thinking is, yeah, well, got a good last name. You're in broadcasting. Your dad's got lots of power. There you go. There you have it. So I've heard from, let me put it this way. I have heard from Notre Dame fans way more from the negative side than the support side of this. And I don't know what to tell you because I really don't know his work. I know what it sounds like when they send him down to the field, and he's good there. He's solid there. I never really thought much about it. But he is the guy that apparently, according to this announcement, is going to be doing their NBC games. Now, it's pointed out, here's an article I was reading, that Jack Buck, his son Joe Buck, the late Jack Buck, very famous, lot of Joe Buck jokes through the years about nepotism. Joe Buck's good, man. I mean, I'm not a baseball guy. I'm not an NFL guy. I'm not a Major League Baseball guy. So I don't really hear him much, but he's good, regardless of his dad. Now, would he have gotten the opportunity at that stage in his life years ago without that last name and his dad? Probably not. But I think it's okay. Look, if you're that good and your dad happens to be that famous, but you're really on your own that good, I think that stands on its own. Actually, I hear a lot of people, and not that it matters, that just basically don't like Joe Buck's broadcasting. I mean, I think he's pretty good. He doesn't do anything that interests me, sports-wise, but I think he does a pretty good job. Who'd you say, Devlin, we have on hold here? To Mule Town and yeah, Clyde was wanting to know. It's always been Mule Town. It's the mule capital of the world. I know when I was at Tennessee in a frat, and it was during the pledge time, and you had to answer a bunch of questions. One of the guys was from Columbia, and you had to know the answer. What's the mule capital of the world? You had to know Columbia, or you were in big trouble. This goes back to the early 80s. Anyways, Kevin, what's up?
Man, the home of Lindsey Nelson and James K. Polk.
That's true. That's true, man.
But when I was at Tennessee, when I was at the University of Tennessee, I would bring about 8 to 10 of my friends back home for Mule Day that weekend and have a big party, man. It was always a good time, man. And I introduced a lot of people to Mule Day, but big weekend the last 2 days for Tennessee. You know, looks like their defensive backs are getting stronger. When you beat out Georgia for a kid Sunday and Ricky Gibson, and then you beat out Texas and LSU for from Baton Rouge, Jordan Matthews, that's some big pickups for Tennessee.
Yeah, Blake sent me a text pretty quick after that and was very complimentary of that kid. Very high on him.
Well, he's that's what Tennessee needs. They got a good haul going. They got the Conyers kid out of Bowling Green, another 4-star. So that's what they need. They need some defensive back. Now that we can work on offensive line, that's going to be a pretty good class for Tennessee. But I got a quick story for you, Bill. You were talking about that guy that got arrested 77 times in New York.
Yeah.
And he's still out on the streets. Well, I've got a few friends here in Columbia that are some judges. We go on some little trips every now and then every year, and they always tell me some stories. And one story was there was an old judge who since passed away in Columbia back in the day. And when you come through Columbia and you getting arrested, you're not from there, you're just wasting taxpayers' money, putting them in jail because you know you're going to write it back out. They would always say, send them to the rocket. Send them to the rocket. And you know, like when you cross the state line in Alabama, there's a visiting center about 10 miles past the border. So, and it's a huge rocket at the visiting center there. You know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, this judge would like tell a deputy to just send them to the rocket. They would take these vagrants, put them in a quad car, drive them across the state line, and just drop them off there at the rocket. And I asked my buddy, I said, would you do that today? And he goes, heck no. He goes, my wife, every time we go to Florida, that's where my wife stops and walks the dog and lets it use the bathroom. I'm not going to let one of those dudes hit her over the head and steal her car. So, but they used to do little things a little different back in the day, just send them to the rocket.
Wow, I never heard that one now.
All right, man. Have a good one.
All right, Kevin in Mule Town. Clyde, that's the mule capital of the world. Now, when they have Mule Day, and that's usually, isn't that in May? I've run into it because where my two oldest boys played high school baseball, twice the game versus Columbia High School was on a Saturday baseball game in the spring, same day as Mule Day. Now, let me just explain to you something. If you try and drive through Columbia any day, it's easy, right? Small town, all that. If you do it on Mule Day, you'd be better off in New York City. Drive time traffic. It's awful. I sat in traffic there trying to get to a baseball game, a high school, on a Saturday morning for 2.5-3 hours. And couldn't believe the high school would schedule the game on that day. Mule Day in Columbia is crazy. Now, again, if for everybody there, it's fun, right? They're having a blast. But it is, you can't move. And I don't even know what the point is other than it's Mule Day. I don't even know, what are they celebrating? That it's Mule Day? I mean, but everybody just parks, and I guess they it's kind of like a big all-day-long tailgate party thing. People bring their drinks and their food and have a good time. I just remember trying to get in there and thinking, what a freaking nightmare this is, trying to get in there. That's all I remember about it. So if you want to go in there for Mule Day, go in, have a good time. But I'm just saying, be careful. Yeah, take the Yipsy Terry route. That's a better story, anyways. No Kev up in Chicago. Bill, Jason Garrett talking about the NBC new crew for Notre Dame. Garrett will be an aircraft carrier size anchor on that broadcast. Is that good? Does that mean he'll be good? Brent says, I would take Joe Buck a million times over Gary Danielson. Yeah, I don't. I don't really know. I Gary Danielson's decent to me. He's not my fave. Obviously I like Herbie more than anything else. I'm a Herbie guy when it comes to the college game. Who else do I like? Because we always talk about the play-by-play guys, and obviously I like Tess. Some of you do, some of you don't. I like Tess. I'm talking about college football, and I love Gus too. Those are my two favorites. I don't like Fowler at all. You know that. But as far as the analysts are concerned, obviously Herbie. Herbie's at the top of the game. But the guy, who's the guy with Gus? I always forget his name. Quarterback to Colorado. He's good. He's good. Yeah, that crew, because of Gus, is actually better than Fowler and Herbie. Because Gus is immeasurably better as a play-by-play guy than Fowler. Gus is secretariat at the Belmont. Fowler is somewhere in the back of the pack. You can't even see in the picture coming down the stretch. That's the difference between those two when it comes to play-by-play. But oh, the guy, I can't even think of his... I've actually met him. I can't think of his name. Somebody will rescue the show. Okay. Quick look here. I am looking at the markets, and they are slightly down this morning. Got to remember, yesterday was slightly down. I told you that I was playing things on the upside yesterday, and it worked out. I had some Smile Direct Club. I bought more. I cashed some, and then I bought some more. So I had the Smile Direct Club. They're only $2.07 right now. The common stock. I have some of the $2 options, though. And I had some SPY on the upside. Yesterday was a good day. Yeah, real good day. And I'm slightly now not with crazy money, but with fun money. I'm still on the green side here. We'll see what happens today. It's been a bunch of green here recently, so someday just naturally it's going to have to give some back. That might be today. Yeah, it might be today. We'll see what happens. Brent in Macon. Bill, Ron Franklin was great. By the way, I couldn't think of Joel Klatt. Yeah, I couldn't think of Joel Klatt. Brent and Macon, Ron Franklin was great, Bill. A lot of people love Ron Franklin. I wasn't part of that group as much. But everybody that I hear from in this audience always says how much they love him. So obviously he was incredibly popular. He was good. I mean, don't misunderstand my... I don't know. I always thought Franklin had a bit of an attitude. He came off a little cocky to me. I don't know why. There was not... I've met him, but I don't know him well. But, yeah, a lot of people mention that about him, that they miss him and really enjoyed his work. Got to remember, he got in trouble at ESPN for being rude to a couple of females. That's the best way. Is that the best way to describe it? Yeah, I think so. No life. That would be Jim and Jupiter. Gary Danielson was good when he was at ABC, but the over-the-top Tebow love was his undoing, Bill. Man, he's pretty good. Everybody's hitting me up. Bill. Joel Klatt. I know, I couldn't think of him. Yeah, Joel Klatt. You know when I first met him? I don't even know if he was in the business. 08, Kansas City. I was sent to the Big 12 championship game. I was shipped to Kansas City for the Oklahoma-Missouri game. And we did a show out there. First time I ever experienced black ice. Almost ran into an intersection with my rental car. Didn't even know what it was until I got out there. Anyways, we'll take the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Pretty heavy traffic volume trying to get out of Rutherford County right now as we check it out live on 24 westbound up through the Hickory Hollow area. Just looks like everybody gets there at the same time. Same goes for I-40 West carrying a heavy volume of traffic at Spence Lane, Briley Parkway there trying to get past the airport through Hermitage and Donaldson. Pretty crowded on that ram off Vietnam Vets on to 65 going southbound. You got all that traffic coming in from Sumner County through Hendersonville right now. Hey, with a huge demand for dental assistants, Dental Staff School will train you, help you get a job as a dental assistant. Google
Hey,
dental
it's Patton
School.
Cook from Run With It. Chuck, let me tell you about my friends over at Smiles by Design. Dr. Dwayne Jones and his team focus on providing you with personalized, gentle care that you deserve. Smiles by Design are one of the few practices that offer state-of-the-art, needle-free cavity fillings. I started going to Dr. Jones 2 years ago, and he has completely changed my smile. They are located at 105 Threat Industrial Boulevard, Unit 1001 in Smyrna. You can visit their website at drdwaynejones.com for more information, or you can call them at 615-355-1033. Again, their number is 615-355-1033. Or you can search for them on social media at Smiles by Design. So be sure the next time you're looking for dentistry services, give my friends over at Smiles by Design a try. And don't forget to tell them Patton sent you.
That's the sound of a crack in the ceiling found at a home inspection. But with a Realtor by your side, a newfound leak might only cause minor worries. With their expertise, a Realtor can suggest a credit at closing and even connect you to a contractor to help you shore up that leak and alleviate your worries. When it comes to cracks in your plans, the expertise of a Realtor can make all the difference. The difference between an agent and a Realtor is real. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Golfers, swing into Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the hottest new arrivals from Cobra, featuring the new LTDX drivers, engineered for the longest total distance with extreme forgiveness. Internal weights create the power core, and hot face technology delivers faster ball speed at every contact point. Four drivers to fit every golfer's needs. Swing by Edwin Watts Golf Shops and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee, and shop us online at Worldwide Golf Shops.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, mostly sunny, high near 86. Mostly clear tonight, low around 62. Sunny tomorrow, high near 87. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low around 67. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio
Got biscuits? Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel does, and Bill King loves them all.
We'll be right back.
Griff will be with us about 20 minutes into that third hour. Mike Griffith from the AJC's Dog Nation. Danny in New York City. I miss Charles Davis doing college football, Bill. I really enjoyed when you had him on. I really like Charles a lot. And he was so good. Yeah, we had him on every week. He not only does NFL games on the network, but he does the preseason Titans games. So he's in the 615 from time to time. I believe he still lives in Orlando. But he's been doing a lot of pro games. And I haven't talked to him. I'm a college guy, right? And he likes the college game, too. I did not know if he wanted to make the move to the NFL. Obviously, he probably did. I don't know. But and he got caught up on some of those. Now, he did some stuff with Gus, too, which I thought was good. But he got caught up in some of those Fox broadcasts prior where they weren't very good. And it wasn't his fault. Who'd they have doing the play-by-play of those games, those championship games? When we were in the BCS era and Fox would have the championship game, and it was so bad. It was so bad. It was the typical, you do the NFL all the time, and then you just show up and do a college game. And it's obvious you don't know what you're talking about. That's what those games were like. Now, Charles Davis is a machine. I mean, he knows. Dude keeps up with different eras of. I mean, he's so good. Yeah, he's so good. Yeah, I miss him too. I agree with Danny there. I miss him. Tom in Myrtle Beach. By the way, Tom just sent a picture. His job today is on a high rise. In Myrtle Beach. Tom's company he owns. On a high rise there in Myrtle Beach. He was down on the Emerald Coast and spent a few days down there. Had the golf outing with Georgia Dog and all the guys down there. Had a good time. And then I think they had a get together at Georgia Dog's house, his farm. And then he drove back to Myrtle Beach. And now he's up on top of a high rise on another beach. It goes from the Gulf back to the, what, Atlantic is where he's at today. Tom, it's funny how LSU and Florida fans are so focused on 23-24 recruiting stats. What about the season with new coaches? The season we're about to play. Are these programs writing off 2022? Oh, I don't think so, but I think what they're noticing is, I mean, you're always building. I mean, Alabama wins natty after natty after natty, right? And they're always building into the future. LSU obviously doesn't have that kind of roster right now. Florida does not have that kind of roster at the moment. And it's all about adding towards what you're going to be looking at a year down the road, 2 years down the road. You do more futuristic recruiting now than we did 10 years ago. 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. There was always just the next class. The senior class, now you recruit 2-3 classes simultaneously. Used to not do that. That flipped. That changed about 10 years ago. I don't know if there's a year we can point to that says specifically this is when this happened. It wasn't a, okay, everybody, go do this. It just morphed into the current calendar the way we have it, the current game plan when it comes to recruiting the way we have it. Yeah, Jim up in Ramsey. Charles Davis is from New Paltz. Yep, New York. Tennessee signed him. I believe it was the class of 80. And he was a safety on defense. He was tall, too. Charles is 6'2", 6'3". He's a tall safety. And came down here and played. Played quick. And that was not the first couple of years of Johnny Majors. But Johnny had been there, what, 77, 78, 79, 80? So he'd been there 4 or 5 years. But back then, there wasn't the immediate hot seat you get these days. And Johnny didn't win anything during those years. And there was never, I mean, maybe people just hanging around talking about it, but there was never a threat of him. Plus, he'd won a national championship at Pitt. And he's a Tennessee guy. Played at Tennessee. And some of those teams started turning things around a little bit for Tennessee. Culminating with the, what would that have been, the 1985 year where they won the SEC and then beat Miami in the Sugar Bowl. Oh, Chad's right. Tom Brenneman and Charles Davis called the TiVo versus Bradford Natty on Fox. That's right. That would have been the 08-09 game, but 08 season. We were there at that game. Did our show from down there for about a week. Tom Brenneman was a terrible college football play-by-play guy. So irrelevant, I couldn't even remember it. Hoptown Boy says, yeah, Tom Brenneman, Bill. Isn't he the one that got in trouble last year with the Reds, got fired? Is that the same one? All right. Take the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Pretty heavy traffic volume trying to get out of Rutherford County right now as we check it out live on 24 westbound up through the Hickory Hollow area. Just looks like everybody gets there at the same time. Same goes for I-40 West carrying a heavy volume of traffic at Spence Lane, Briley Parkway there trying to get past the airport through Hermitage and Donaldson. Pretty crowded on that ramp off Vietnam Vets onto 65 going southbound. You got all that traffic coming in from Sumner County through Hendersonville right now. Hey, with a huge demand for dental assistants, Dental Staff School will train you, help you get a job. As a dental assistant, Google Dental Staff School. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
One of the things I love about betting my favorite sports is that I'm always finding new player props, game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook, you can combine prop bets from multiple games, now even multiple sports. It's called Same Game Parlay Plus, and you can only find them at FanDuel. Combine player props you love with your favorite baseball home run hitters for a chance to score an even bigger payout. Let's say maybe you don't want to build your own. No problem. Check out their popular Same Game Parlays, where you can join the other bets users are jumping in on. If you're new to FanDuel, just sign up. Use the promo code BKING. Get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Just use that promo code BKING.
21 and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call TM Redline 1-800-889-9789.
From the big game to the big dance, Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel downtown is your game day and watch party headquarters. Don't worry about entertaining guests and trying to feed everyone. Sit back, relax, cheer on your team, and let the Bar Lines staff take care of you. Grab a Bar Lines signature cocktail and enjoy some wicked deviled eggs. Or a Bar Lines double stack and finish it off with some Jack and Coke chocolate cake. Bust your belly and your bracket at Bar Lines. Located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Finding the right person for the job isn't easy. Just ask someone who hired a drama coach to be an IT guy.
Yeah, I'm having trouble logging in.
I'm not buying it. Say it again. This time with feeling.
I can't log in?
Come on, man. I want to feel your struggle.
But if you've got an insurance question, you can always count on your local GEICO agent. They can bundle your policies, which could save you hundreds.
Now, like your life depends on it.
I can't log in.
Yes, we'll make an actor out of you yet.
For expert help with all your insurance needs, visit geico.com/local today.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
DW, how you doing,
hey,
my friend?
Hey, Daryl. One thing I think we've learned is how many race fans are in the Nashville market. This is racing territory. For all those people that have sat back and hoped and wished and prayed that the Cup cars would come back, well, they're going to come back to Lebanon, and eventually I think they'll be back at the fairgrounds.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton, WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
College sports. Bill King knows a few things.
Kev up in Chicago said, Bill, on SportsCenter. They did a three-part series, or they have a three-part series on NIL. Yesterday was the first, and it was on LSU, them having a person in charge of helping the athletes getting a deal or answering questions about it. That probably would be pretty good. I didn't see it. I don't even know when SportsCenter's on. It's so irrelevant. I haven't even seen it. But that would be pretty interesting. I'm with you on that one. Yeah, that would be good. Jeff, too. Checking in. Last week, Bill, we discussed Alabama making 9 out of 13 natty games as being the secretariat at the Belmont-type feat. Preseason AP poll has been released for this season with Alabama officially being number one in the beginning. The Tide has now been number one at some point for 15 straight years. How many stats do you think Alabama can pull out that reads about like that? They're unlimited, right? Number of natties, number of times number one rank recruiting classes, more players drafted, how much money they make in the NFL, whatever it might be. Alabama probably has a list that is crazy. And you know what? I'll tell you, I haven't even mentioned, I saw the AP poll yesterday, and we are almost 2 hours into the show, I haven't even mentioned it. Jeff 2 reminds me. I wasn't even thinking about it. That's the reason why it hasn't been mentioned is I wasn't even thinking about it. Alabama 1, Buckeyes, number 2. 3 is Georgia. Clemson 4, Notre Dame 5. So they've got Notre Dame, the coaches poll, and the AP poll has Notre Dame 5. A&M 6. Again, I think that's a little high for Notre Dame. Utah 7. Michigan 8. Oklahoma 9. Baylor is 10. Now, I'll give you 5 at a time. 11 through 15. Oregon, the Mullet, NC State, Southern Cal, and Sparty. 16 through 20. The U, Pitt, Wisconsin, Arkansas, Kentucky. And then the final 5, Ole Miss, Wake, Cincinnati, Houston, BYU. No Penn State in there. No Tennessee in there. No Texas in there. You may say, well, Bill, maybe they don't belong in there. Well, true. I'm just pointing out teams I notice aren't in there. I'd have Penn State in. I'd probably have Tennessee in there, too. Somewhere, probably. Maybe I'd have them in the 20s or something. I mean, I wouldn't have them high, but just saying. Georgia dog, Bill, Jeff 2's stat is irrelevant. He isn't even a current Natty winner. No. Here's the rule. If you just won a Natty and it's yours forever, Georgia, and Georgia is the team with the most recent Natty, you're not allowed to act like you're getting disrespected. That's the rule. If Alabama wins the Natty this year, and there's somebody in this audience who thinks, okay, that's not good enough, here's some stats for you. Now, I've read a lot of Georgia Dog stats through the years, and he's got a lot of those stats on these airwaves. But no reason to buttress Georgia here. They've got it. There's no reason to worry about what people think. I wouldn't. I mean, Alabama, now here's the thing about it. And if Alabama wins the Natty, it's hard to do. Even when you're predicted to win it, it's hard to do. But Alabama is probably more equipped, whether it's currently or historically, to do it, just because we've witnessed it, a million different times. But if Alabama wins the Natty and then a couple of weeks after it, somebody tweets me and says, hey, Bill, did you notice in 3 of the 8 games they ran the ball in the second half? They were up so big. I'm not going to, and I don't know if Georgia Dog ever tweeted something like that. Georgia Dog pointed out rightfully several times through the months that they didn't even have to play their stars. They could substitute liberally on defense. That's why there's more experience there, perhaps, than people think, because the games are always in hand, other than the Alabama SEC championship game. And the offense didn't really have to, it's not like the offense was under pressure in the second half of games, right? Anyways, all right, we'll take the break. Griff, speaking of Georgia, in about 20 minutes, AJC's Dog Nation. We'll get him in here, see what's happening. He'll probably complain about lack of access to practice and stuff like that. Clyde's already warned me, no Spurrier there, Bill. That's the no Spurrier zone, Bill. Don't do it. Mark it down a little bit this morning. We'll see what happens. Omni Nashville Hotel.